You couldn't make it up. English news on December the 16th. Well, Christmas is just around the corner, so our thoughts are on the celebrations and rich food that goes with it. One English tradition seems to be on the wane. The Christmas pudding, made of dried fruit and suet, is a heavy dessert. It traditionally contains a silver sixpence, a tiny coin worth half an old shilling. That was a small fortune 100 years ago. Nowadays, people use 20 pence, which is about 8 times as much. The pudding is steamed in a bowl, so it's round, and it's turned out onto a serving dish and brought to the table covered in flaming brandy with a lovely blue flame. It's eaten with cream or brandy butter. As you can tell, it's a meal for a very cold winter and an extremely inactive afternoon, especially as the Christmas lunch itself has roast goose or turkey with roast potatoes and parsnips and boiled vegetables, and that'll already be heavy on your stomach. In my experience, the rich Christmas taste of Christmas pudding is best left for lunch on the day after Christmas, Boxing Day. Well, down on the south coast, 150 Father Christmases, elves and fairies chased a Christmas pudding over the beach at Weymouth. £2,500 was raised for the British Heart Foundation charity in this piece of festive fun. Other pudding chases raised more for the heart research in 11 similar events in England and 3 in Wales. Well, I wasn't happy with saying goodbye to the Christmas pudding, so I looked up a recipe and found that it contains nearly a kilo of raisins and sultanas, as well as flaked almonds, spice and zest, flour and baking powder, breadcrumbs, suet, sugar, 4 eggs, half a pint of brandy and a whole pint of beer. I doubt I could run along the beach after mixing all that, let alone eating it. That's all for now. Bye.